Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. We're kicking off with a diplomatic whirlwind that's got the U.S. and Europe on edge. Sunday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky landed in London for an emergency summit with European leaders, hosted by British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, 2 days after a fiery White House clash with President Donald Trump on Friday. Fox News reports Zelensky met Starmer, France's Emmanuel Macron, and Canada's Justin Trudeau at Lancaster House, pushing for a framework for peace after Trump ejected him from the Oval Office over a failed minerals for aid deal. The Washington Post digs into Friday's fallout. Trump demanded Zelensky cut a deal with Russia or lose U.S. support, yelling, "You're not winning this," before showing him the door. The Post notes yesterday's London summit aimed to wrestle control of Ukraine's talks from the U.S., with Starmer telling leaders the West at the crossroads in history. CNN caught that line live. Zelensky's ex-post yesterday thanked Europe for stepping up, but posts from Kiev voices, like one to NPR, fear Trump's rift could dry up the $350 billion in U.S. aid since 2022. The Post says Zelensky's Senate begging Thursday didn't help. Trump saw it as a slap. Reuters broadens it. Europe scrambling after Trump's deal or we're out line Friday tanked a pact swapping Ukraine's rare earth minerals for weapons. Zelensky posed with King Charles III yesterday too, per ABC News. But the real stakes are in London. Europe's vowing aid, though social media posts question if it's enough without Uncle Sam. Friday's shouting, Trump's World War III jab, Vance's disrespect barb, left no deal. Just a Marine escort out. Yesterday's summit's real. Some see Europe saving Ukraine. Others, Trump cutting losses. This one's tense. Alliances fraying fast. We'll keep you posted as Zelensky's next move unfold. Next, we're diving into a domestic standoff that's choking the U.S. government. Today marks day 6 of a nationwide federal worker strike. With IRS offices locked tight and tax season teetering on the brink, Newsmax reports thousands rallied from D.C. to Denver, protesting President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, under Elon Musk, which aims to slash $50 billion in spending. Newsmax says Thursday's second court injunction paused DOGE's mass firings, 50,000 jobs at risk. But strikers aren't budging, and posts from taxpayers are raging over stalled refunds potentially coming as we are just weeks from April 15th. NPR paints the pain. National parks are ghost towns. Social Security checks are rumored to be coming late, and IRS phone lines are dead. NPR reports unions, writing from Judge Tanya Chutkan's ruling from Thursday, call Musk's cuts a gut punch to services. DOGE's email demand for workers to justify jobs sparked this fire. Trump hit Fox News yesterday blasting freeloading unions and pitching Congress for $2 billion to juice DOGE. Some GOP senators wavered Friday, per Bloomberg, but he's all in. Social media posts trend both ways. Musk's results, not whining, from today's tweet fires up supporters, while others beg for relief. The Wall Street Journal crunches it. Lost productivity is at $150 million daily. Markets down 2% Sunday as tax chaos looms. The Journal says allies like Britain, hosting Zelensky today, are jittery over aid cuts in DOGE's sights, with spending frozen since January 28th, per NPR. February 28th tally. Trump's team sees this as a lean government test. Social media posts from strikers vow to outlast him. But with no talks and Chutkan's full hearing set for March, it's a grind. Every day's date's locked. Strike started Tuesday, injunction hit Thursday. Today's day 6, and it's real. This one's hitting wallets. Reform or wreck? We'll bring you updates as this digs in. Turning now to a saga that's got Washington locked in a tense standoff. Attorney General Pam Bondi's fight to release Jeffrey Epstein's files took a sharp turn yesterday. Fox News reports no new documents dropped since Thursday when Bondi released her Phase 1 batch, 200 pages of flight logs and victim IDs, at a DOJ press conference that morning. Fox says Bondi upped the pressure yesterday, slamming FBI Director Kash Patel at a noon briefing for missing her Friday deadline. She's now set today as the drop-dead date for the full stash. The New York Times steps back to Thursday's release. Those 200 pages, sourced from Ghislaine Maxwell's 2021 trial, named Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew, but stayed mum on fresh bombshells redacted to shield over 250 victims, per Bondi's pledge on Jesse Waters' Primetime Wednesday. The Times reports Bondi's Thursday letter to Patel demanded thousands more tapes, contacts, after a tip revealed the FBI's New York office held back, despite her weeks earlier request. Yesterday, she accused the FBI of deliberate obstruction. Reuters widens it. Thursday's drop hit the White House, per CBS binders spotted there. But yesterday's standstill has globalized twitching. Britain's watching royal ties, market steady after Friday's 1% dip. Reuters says Patel, sworn in February 20th, hasn't budged. His team's mute, despite his confirmation vow to spill secrets. This one's simmering. Truth stalled or coming? We'll keep you posted as today's deadline looms. Next, we're inside a White House rift that's heating up fast. Sunday, President Trump's top aides clashed again over launching military strikes on Mexican drug cartels, days after Thursday's failed talks with Mexico collapsed. The Daily Caller reports Border Czar Tom Homan doubled down, pushing drone hits on cartel bosses to choke fentanyl flows, briefing Trump this morning after Mexico's 10,000 troop offer got the boot Thursday. The Caller says Homan's got Texas ranchers behind him after a cartel IED death last week. Social media posts trend, bomb them now. CNN offers the pushback. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem met Trump Sunday, too, arguing strikes risk $800 billion in U.S.-Mexico trade, with tariffs looming April 25th if talks don't revive. Homan called Mexico spineless. Noem warned of chaos, spilled into yesterday, with Noem citing Zelensky's Friday ejection as a caution. Don't burn bridges twice. Dems slam it as warmongering, while Trump stayed vague at a 1 p.m. presser yesterday. We're looking at everything, despite Tuesday's $10 billion border bill sparking protests. Bloomberg News crunches it. Auto stocks shaky as Mexico's delegation stood pat post-Thursday. Bloomberg said Trump's deal or strike echoes his Zelensky ultimatum. 100,000 fentanyl deaths yearly fuel Homan's fire. But Noem's camp fears a trade war. Some folks back strikes, others dread prices spiking. Talks are dead since Thursday, per Reuters, and Trump's call could drop soon. Homan's push or Noem's plea? We'll keep you posted as this saga unfolds. Now we're diving into a fresh twist from the White House that stirred up the GOP yesterday. Fox News reports President Donald Trump doubled down on his gold card visa plan, pitched Thursday at Mar-a-Lago, offering fast-track U.S. residency to foreigners who invest $10 million or create 50 American jobs. Fox says Trump, on Fox and Friends, called it a genius boost for the economy, tying it to last Tuesday's border security bill. The Washington Post counters with the heat. GOP border hawks like Senator Ted Cruz blasted it, calling it a billionaire loophole that undercuts Trump's tough immigration line. The Post reports Cruz and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene met House Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday afternoon, pushing to kill it. Thursday's pitch sparked blowback when Mexico talks flopped, and yesterday's rift grew. Aides told the Post it could pull $5 billion in investment, but Dems like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez hit X, mocking it as a pay-to-stay, while border protests rage. Bloomberg News crunches it. Luxury real estate stocks rose 1% Thursday, but dipped yesterday as GOP infighting flared. Congress must approve, and it's shaky. Bloomberg says allies like Britain, eyeing Zelensky's summit, see it clashing with Trump's tariff threats. April 25th looms if Mexico balks. Some hail jobs. Others cry hypocrisy after Friday's Ukraine ejection. Trump's betting on cash over optics. This one's new. Growth or gaffe? We'll keep you posted as the GOP picks sides. Lastly, we're hitting a spy story that's rocking D.C. Congress is fuming over a CIA leak threat that claims that won't die. Newsmax reports GOP Representative Jim Jordan called for hearings yesterday afternoon after Fox News host Jesse Waters claimed Wednesday the CIA told CNN it'd leak secrets to Russia if Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, cuts its budget. Newsmax says the CIA denied it, Friday, baseless. But Jordan hit social media demanding answers, with Trump backers trending it as deep state treason. CNN clarifies, no such threat aired. CNN reported Thursday that ex-CIA staff could turn to foes like Russia if DOGE's $50 billion axe swings, tied to an email leak outing officers this month. But no agency quote matches Waters' bombshell. CNN says the fury grew when Trump, on Fox yesterday morning, vowed to gut the CIA. Social media posts from Representative Adam Schiff call it a smear job, but Jordan's got House Judiciary ready to probe today, per Newsmax. The Associated Press widens it. The CIA's budget, part of the $50 billion plus intel pot, has faced DOGE scrutiny since January 28th, per Reuters last week. AP says allies like NATO, eyeing Zelensky's London push yesterday, fear intel wobbles. Trump's clean house line fuels it. Congress is set to dig, and the CIA is in the hot seat. This one's fresh. Panic or ploy. We'll bring you updates as everything looms. I appreciate your time, and I know it's valuable. Thank you for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know that we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.